Dan Novak.
The United States is preparing to send the Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine to shoot down incoming Russian missiles, a decision that could be announced as soon as this week. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery, a defense analyst with the Foundation for Defensive Democracy, tells VOA that there could be some other options.
So I think it's expensive, it's really long term, and it will pull their quality people off the other systems. So for me, Patriot is not a great answer. More NASAMS, more S-300s.
The United States has provided Ukraine with billions of dollars in military support, including air defense weapons ranging from shoulder-mounted to the larger NASAMS anti-aircraft systems. The United Nations reports Russia has destroyed 50% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure, putting millions of people at risk of sickness and death as temperatures continue to plunge. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN reports the situation is particularly catastrophic for more than 10 million people living near the front line. The UN says they are facing winter without water, heat, and electricity and are in greatest need of assistance. The World Health Organization reports at least 715 hospitals and healthcare facilities have come under attack and been destroyed or damaged. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Peru's new president has pledged to work with Congress on Tuesday to see if the next election could be held sooner than previously proposed. As racist street protests continue, leaving at least six people dead, have showed no signs of letting up. For additional stories, visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S.-Africa summit kicked off on Tuesday in the nation's capital with a full agenda of topics range from climate adaptation to energy transition to peace, security, and governance. More from VOA's Mariama Diallo.
The nearly 50 leaders invited by President Joe Biden, ranging from presidents to prime ministers to ministers of foreign affairs and the head of the African Union, arrived earlier this week. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris began the summit by attending the African and Diaspora Young Leaders Forum.
I strongly believe that the creativity and ingenuity of Africa's young leaders will help us shape the future of the world.
Day two of the summit Wednesday on U.S.-Africa business will focus on advancing two-way trade and investment partnership that bolster Africa's role in the global economy and drive advancements in key sectors. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
The Ugandan army says its troops have killed 11 members of the Allied Democratic Forces when they tried to enter Uganda from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The army says another eight ADF fighters were captured along with their weapons. Halima Athumani reports.
The Ugandan army says about 30 members of the rebel ADF entered Uganda Monday night through the western town of Ntoroko along the Semiliki River. Several ADF fighters remain on the loose. The Allied Democratic Forces launched its first attack against the Ugandan government in 1995 and has operated for years along border areas of Uganda and eastern Congo. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala, Uganda.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law on Tuesday before a crowd of thousands, a ceremony that reflected growing acceptance of same-sex unions. Apologies, we don't have that sound at this moment. The new law is intended to safeguard gay marriages if the U.S. Supreme Court ever reverses Obergefell versus Hodges, its 2015 decision, legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. And finally, thousands gathered in Buenos Aires on Tuesday to celebrate Argentina's 3-0 win over Croatia to advance to the World Cup final on Sunday. The team's Lionel Messi has confirmed that he will play his last World Cup game when Argentina takes on the winner of France or Morocco in Sunday's final in Qatar. France plays Morocco, the other semifinal match, on Wednesday. Morocco is the first African and Arab team to reach this far in the tournament. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.